Listen to a psychology professor as he begins his class.
Recent research indicates that the commonly used models of intelligence are too narrow. Last time, we began talking about Sternberg's three-part model of intelligence. You will recall that his theory includes some aspects of intelligence that haven't been considered in traditional intelligence testing. Today, we'll take up one part of Sternberg's theory. In this part, he tries to account for the relationship of intelligence to the environment. Intelligent people tend to use the environment to accomplish their goals. This is done in three ways: by adapting to the environment, by changing the environment, or by selecting out of the environment. Let's look at a hypothetical case. Suppose your roommate always studies with the radio on. You know that you need quiet in order to concentrate and thus use your study time effectively. You could try wearing earplugs while you study. That would be adaptation. Or you could set up a new study corner for yourself far from the radio. That's changing the environment. Finally, you could change rooms and find a new roommate. That's selecting out of the environment. Whichever solution you choose, you are showing intelligent behavior because you're aware of the effect the environment has on your ability to study. Of course, you might say, "Why don't I just talk to my roommate about the problem?" That brings us to a different part of Sternberg's model: interpersonal intelligence.